Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, podcast audience. It's Tuesday night, 7:30. It's time for the Kenny and Rob Injury Compensation Podcast. As always, I got my right hand with me, Mr. Robert Frost. How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing well.
Okay. So, Kenny and Rob, the Kenny and Rob Injury Comp Podcast, hey, clear for liftoff. Hey, listen, as we go through the plant, and again, most of what I address, and I know I keep saying it, but I'm aware that I'm saying it, so I don't want you to think I'm senile. But most of what I addresses or comes from the plant in Columbus, Ohio, City Gate. Now, Rob works on a much larger area, but he takes federal and everybody else. But me personally, if you're not a mail handler or postal employee, if I come in contact with you, I'm just going to send you to Rob. But it is absolutely mind blowing. I can't express it in any other fashion. The manner or the hostility or the delays that an average employee in Citygate has to be subjected to just to file a claim. Just to file a claim. And again, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to talk about my craft members just for a minute. Because let me tell you something. Throughout this last week, man, as I go around the plant, we work in some very unsafe manners. If I told you the number of times I seen mail handlers pulling 4 and 5 APCs across the dock this week alone, last week, it'd be way too many to count. If I told you how many times I seen mail handlers with 2 and 3 APCs pushing them throughout that building, way too many times to count. But then you're going to have an attitude, or you're going to feel some type of way when you get hurt working in an unsafe manner, and now management won't bend over backwards to help you. That's just not smart, employees. That's not intelligent. I say to you on time and time again, at the headquarters level in the Postal Service, trust me when I tell you, trust and believe me when I tell you, it is designed for you to work safe, for you to work somewhat efficient, and I'm not being funny right now, but for you to be there 25, 30 years. If you look at the rules and regulations that actually govern the manner in which we work, we would have a much safer work environment, but we, through coercion and some other mistreatment by management, we choose to violate those rules and regulations. And yes, I am on a podcast saying tonight that you got to, postal employees, you have to stop violating safe work practices, and then you will minimize the possibility of injury. And then Rob and I could talk about something else every Tuesday night instead of Injury Compensation Podcast, because it won't be an issue. So again, employees, you have to understand the safe manner in which to work. You have to understand that. And I know that in orientation, they kind of put it out to you. But as soon as you hit the work floor, you become so engaged in what you think is securing a successful operation. And what I mean by that is you're working unsafe. You're pulling mail all over the dock when you should be pushing. You're moving 3 pieces of equipment without a fork operator's license when you should be moving 1. This is what I'm talking about. And again, on one hand, it does speak volumes for our commitment to the Postal Service. But all I'm saying to you is maintain the same commitment, but we got to refocus on how we do get this job done. And if we refocus on how we are actually doing the job, trust and believe, it's going to minimize all this injury compensation talk. But notice I said minimize and not eliminate, because there are too many moving parts in what we do. And when I say we, any postal employee, what we do on a day-to-day basis, for me to say that we're going to eliminate it, it's not going to happen. But we can minimize it. And minimize it, you have a large part to play in that. And what I mean by that is you have to work safe. You have to work safe. I mean, sometimes, and I'm not going to do this. I'm merely talking to hear myself talk right now. I feel like getting 1767s and putting in safety and hazard violations on management for allowing you to work in that manner. Now, I'm going to say that again, and I want you to understand it. I'm not filing 1767s on you. We are a union. We are united. I'm filing on management, because sometimes if you know you're not supposed to pull 3 APCs across the work floor and I put a 1767 in, that's just an observation of unsafe work or hazardous work conditions. If I file one of those on your supervisor, now your supervisor will stop you from pulling 3, and guess what? You may be a little upset, but we just forced you to work safe. Let that sink in for a minute, because that time is
sinking in.
Go ahead, Ralph.
It's not just the people on the floor on foot. Last week, I saw a driver pulling 3 BMCs. All right, he's only allowed to pull 2. And then I saw another driver pulling 5 APCs.
Yeah, I think last week there must have been some kind of pandemic of pulling multiple APCs going around, because I see that over and over and over again.
And something else, those of you who drive the walk riders, you are not allowed to put an APC hook, you know, the little pipe that sticks down, into the slot where the tire, the wheel is on that, and use that to pull with. Okay, not only was the driver who was pulling 5 APCs pulling 5, he was using that little hook.
Stop it, man.
Right? You're not allowed to do that. That is an accident, a severe injury waiting to happen.
And you know what? Go ahead, Ralph.
One of our callers last week, that is exactly how she got hurt. APC came unhooked. He was pulling too many.
Now, and let me tell you something, okay? Because what's going to happen is when they investigate that accident and find out that you've been pulling 4, let me show you how the scenario is going to play out. First thing is you're going to feel some type of way like, wow, here I am bending over backwards, going above and beyond for the post office, and now they want to write me up. Listen to me. They should write you up. Yeah, that's your French president saying not to worry, because Columbus writes really poor discipline. I'll probably get it thrown out. But they should write you up. You got to understand something, folks. There is a safe manner in which to work. And since when did it become the employee's obligation to work unsafe so management can meet deadlines? That's a new epitome. That's a new work revelation for me. Again, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to be diligent in your job and perform your job to the best of your ability. But as far as you violating safety rules and regulations to ensure that management meets dispatches, meets critical times, no, that's not happening. And when you violate, whether they meet the dispatch or not, if you're in an accident, they are going to take corrective action on you. It's just that simple. And all you have to do, and I'm going to say this slowly because I really don't want anybody to misinterpret. All you have to do is do your job. And if that mail misses the truck, safely. And if they are trying to get you to do the work of 2 people, then listen to me. And I'm going to say this as clear as I can. If that mail misses the truck, there is another truck. Now, again, Don't misinterpret that I'm telling you delay mail. No, not at all, because they will get you for that. I'm not telling you that. What I'm telling you is, if you have to work unsafe to make a dispatch, listen to me. Post office got 5,500s all day long to call in extra trips. And after they call in enough extra trips, guess what? They'll go back and maybe search the root of the problem and find out that I'm trying to get a dispatch that needs to be done by two people. I'm trying to get it done by one, and I keep coming up short. So now they're at the crossroads. Either I'm going to give you someone else, or I'm going to be okay with calling in extra trips. But guess what? You never had to put your safety in jeopardy. And I'm making a big production out of it, but I am so serious. The post office isn't designed for you to work in that manner. I don't care what your supervisor tells you. It's not designed for you to be pulling three APCs across the work floor. That's not the design of the Postal Service. And I'm sure from headquarters, at the headquarters level, if they were aware of that, they would correct that or address that. In fact, they have already addressed it when you go to your orientation. What's the safety gentleman's name? George? Is that his name?
Rob? I believe that's what it is, yeah.
Very
adamant.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him in 4 years, but.
Yeah,
yeah, he's very adamant about it. He is.
Oh, yeah. He is a very adamant, and that's the trainer. So now, once again, George, I hope I'm not getting you in trouble, but. Telling your management counterparts that you're doing the job as it's designed to be done, and that is giving employees good safety information, and then when they violate it, they should understand that management is going to take some good discipline against them. But kudos to you, George, on that. And if you have management bringing you through orientation, giving you safe work practices, why would you violate them? You know why? You violate them because your work buddy on the floor, again, and this might be kind of hard to my craft, but I'm giving it to you the way Kenny Hodges gives it to you. You go down the work floor, and you see your worker who probably didn't get orientation, who probably not aware of safe practices, but yet they start showing you things that are right away counter to what you just heard in orientation. And as with any employee, what you're going to do, you're going to gravitate to that unsafe work condition that your fellow employees are demonstrating to you because, again, the need to be accepted is very important. And you're not going to push back against an employee who's been there longer than you. And in some cases, it might only be 2 days longer than you, but all you know is when you reported for work, they were already there. So that makes them veterans. My point is, again, and I know this is an injury compensation podcast, but sometimes prevention saves a whole lot of CA1s, CA2s. Prevention means working safe means when you leave work, you can function in other capacities. Go ahead, Robert.
I say it also relieves or prevents a whole lot of pain.
Pain
that you're going to suffer if you don't follow the rules, if you get hurt.
So, again, I just don't want to tell you what to do when you get hurt, or I don't want to give you advice on what to do when you get hurt. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I think it goes something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Okay, I know. Okay, but again, let's work safe. And you know, when we start talking about working safe, when did it become, Columbus, Ohio, when did it become like totally mandatory or necessary that level 4 mail handlers walk in the door and jump on a piece of equipment and start riding? When did that become the new thing to do? I don't understand that. Now, again, I try to about 2 weeks ago, I told you we have new management. New management means new postal policies. Well, excuse me, old postal policies being retyped and put back in front of you. And let me tell you something. If you are a level four and you are not authorized to be on equipment, oh, my goodness gracious, stay off the equipment. I know it's convenient for you to go back and forth. If you are not getting paid level five, stay off the equipment, because I gotta tell you, and I don't talk accidents into existence, but I want to prepare you for what might happen. If you are level four, not authorized to drive, and you have an accident, it's going to be hard for me to get you back to work right away.
If you can.
If exactly. And right now, I think Columbus is itching to fire somebody so that they can send the word out to all the rest of the employees that I guess they're serious about trying to run a post office right now. So don't be that person, you know, because, again, as with most of what they do, we're going to get you back to work. But you don't want to be out of work 6-7 months on some nonsense. So my thing is, if you are not a level five driver, stay off of that equipment. And if you are a level five driver, have them give you documentation that's going to protect you. I mean, there are greater reasons why I don't want level four doing level five job for free. But more importantly, I don't want you on that equipment, because if something should happen and you're not on that equipment and they go and do their accident investigation, if they even do one, and find out you're level four with no 1723 for higher level, I promise you they're going to blame that on you, and they're going to come down as hard as they possibly can with discipline for you. So that's how this, again, we're talking about. This is an injury comp podcast, but today we're talking about how to prevent injuries so that, again, so Rob don't have to break out his CA-10 and the litany of other CA forms and walk you through this process. We can help each other right now by, if you work safer, you're going to minimize the possibilities of accidents and thereby minimize the actual number of accidents. So come on, folks. It's not like we're asking you to do anything new. I'm just asking you to do what you're supposed to do. And what you're supposed to do is be safe. What you're supposed to do is understand that a shortage of personnel on management's part will never constitute a situation that requires you to work unsafe. Because remember, if something should happen to you at work, okay, good, bad, or whatever, if something should happen to you at work, before you get to where you're going, there's going to be somebody in your job. So all that you thinking, this place won't survive without me, let that go, people. The Postal Service is much too large for that. If the plant manager got promoted in the middle of the night, somebody's going to be there to open that post office up and run that office. So nobody is that important. And if you think you are, please wake up. It's okay for you to feel that you are important to the overall success of an operation. And that's a good, positive feeling to have. But don't you even begin to think that if you're not there, nothing can take place. It may not take place as smooth, but trust me and believe, it's going to take place. So why not work safe, thereby increase the probability of you being there every day, decrease the possibility of you being involved in accidents, and again, as I said earlier, then me and Rob will find something else to talk about Tuesday nights at 7:30.
Oh, I want to bring up something, Ken.
Go ahead.
I don't know how many of you all know, but we have a new plant manager. His name is Terry Morrow.
Terry Morrow.
Yes.
He's a he's been around here before. He was in Cleveland.
Yeah, he was in Cleveland before that. He travels quite a bit. He takes over and fills in when plant managers go somewhere or retire or what until they get somebody else in.
Oh, he's a fixer.
Kind of like a fixer. I met him the other day, and I was impressed. He's not happy with the way things are running here. And he's not afraid to yell, or not yell, but light into a supervisor or a manager. I saw him do it.
Well, okay. Now, go ahead. Terry Morrow.
Yes. I like this guy from what I've seen of him. He doesn't pull punches. He's a very polite guy, but if you do something he doesn't like, he lets you know it. And he's not afraid of who it is either.
You know what?
All right.
We're gonna have to get together, Rob. And again, I hope I get to meet him. I'm sure that I'm gonna keep this podcast on injury conversation. Listen to tomorrow morning's 8 o'clock postal podcast. And what I wanted to say tonight, I'll say then. But anyway, let's get back to injury comp, because I'm going to talk about Mr. Morrow, or talk to Mr. Morrow on my podcast for tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning. But, you know, this podcast tonight, again, it's an injury comp podcast. But I want you to understand prevention is way better. Understanding how to work, what you're supposed to do, is going to take you further than you being in a rush, not understanding which way is up, you get hurt. And even if you have a proficient supervisor, which you don't, assisting you with these CA forms, you're still hurt. You're still injured. So let us not lose fight. Let us not lose sight of that. Because, again, these forms are only going to get you treatment. You're still going to be injured. So some people may think, well, you know, I got injured at work, I got a settlement. Regardless, you're still injured. And me personally, I'd rather not be injured than be injured with any kind of settlement. So prevention is what we talk about here tonight. And that's what I want to send out to the members. And you know, sometimes we can be our worst enemies or our best friends. If you see mail handlers not working safe. Now, listen to me. Please listen to me. If I'm not working safe and you come over here with that old big and bad attitude trying to correct me, then you're going to have two people not working safe. Let's use the little, I don't know.
Tact.
Give me a word here, Rob.
Tact.
Mentorship.
Yeah.
Yeah, tact, mentorship. Because there's nothing worse than you coming over trying to correct somebody and you have an attitude while you're correcting them. You just created an explosive situation. So if you can't make a correction with tact and with decent protocol, then I would not ask. I would say just leave it alone. But what we should be able to do is see our fellow mail handlers not working in the best practice. And hey, listen, mail handler, you know, if you stop pulling three APCs, your back won't hurt, and you can pull one just as efficiently. Now, again, if you give that recommendation, because that's good safety advice to someone, and they still pull three, let it go. Leave it alone. Now you might want to report that to a safety captain if you're going to keep reporting it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does to me. Kenny, we need to know who the safety captains are on each shift.
Well, that's a real good question, and I'm sure that the Chief Stewart, I know the Chief Stewart, Tour 2, Theron, is one of them. Hold on 1 second. Talk to him for a second, Rob.
Just throw me under the bus there, Kenny. Okay. No, as Kenny was saying, be tactful, be polite. Just walk up and say, hey, did you know that you're violating safety protocols for what you're doing? Could you please just pull one? Actually, push one. And don't get belligerent with them. Don't get upset when they get upset with you, because they're trying to be efficient in their eyes by doing what they're not supposed to, pulling two or three APCs, or push-pulling five, however they want to call it, all right? Behind them, that's a safety violation. And then walk away. You don't have to say anything else. That's what I did with the one driver. I didn't have a chance to get the driver that had the three BMCs because he was going too fast. But the one with five, I reminded him. You know, and he hasn't pulled more than three APCs, and he did it properly by loading them on the walk rider instead of pulling them with the hook since then. You know, it doesn't take much. And a lot of people either don't know or have forgotten. And I used to do it. I used to pull three because I wanted to get it done. But that's not your job. Your job is to work safely and efficiently. And when you ignore that, you open yourself up to injury, which you don't want to have happen, which most of you listening have had happen. May not have been your fault, but some of you are injured because you did more, because you were trying to be a better employee, and I understand that. But being a better employee and being an injured employee are not the same thing.
Not even close. Not even close. Again, and the real sad part always hits them upside their head like a ton of bricks. It's like they're surprised when they don't work safe and they have an accident and management want to nail them to the cross. They're surprised. And I guess I kind of get the surprise. You know, if I'm violating to support your cause, if things go bad, you should still support me. Well, no, that's not how that works, folks, because that supervisor might want to support you, but by the time that MDO take the Timberlands off that supervisor, well, sorry. rather than me keep getting kicked, I'm going to put you in this, man. I'm not saying it's right, but it happens all the time, yo. Hey, so we talked tonight as we get ready to bring this to our 30-minute podcast to a close tonight. Again, we try to bring you a little something different tonight. And again, rather than go over the CA forums, which we will be back on next Tuesday night, I wanted to talk to you tonight. Well, we wanted to talk to you tonight about what can we do to maybe move away from so many CA forums. And the thing that we can do is we can practice preventative measures. If your goal is to work safe, then that's what you should do. And sometimes, again, because of the shortage of manpower, shortage of supervisors, shortage of a lot of things, sends a false signal to your brain housing group that you have to work unsafe in order to make this happen for today. Let that thought process leave you, okay? Just work efficiently and let all that unsafe work not be a part of your daily work environment. Hey, Rob, let's say good night as we get ready to shut this down.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Oh, and to the audience, I guess that's one of the good things or bad things when you work with me for a while. Like I just told Rob, hey, Rob, talk to him for a little while. But let me tell you why I feel comfortable doing that. Because we work together so much that I know I'm aware of our capabilities. All right, so I didn't just throw him out there. I knew he could swim. Hey, listen, good night.
Yeah, I got paddled pretty well.
Yeah. Good night. Hey, good night, local 304. This is Kenny Hodge and Robert Frost, always trying to stay in front of you with with relevant information that's going to enhance the quality of your work life. Hey, good night from Hodge to Hodge Podcast.